Hello and welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. My name is Yusef and I'm here with Adam.
Guys,
Adam, let's get into it.
What is up? Good to see all of you again after a little bit of a hiatus because I went to the Big Apple in New York City. Yusef has some stuff going on with himself as well. But guys, it is Lionel Messi 34th birthday. The GOAT, the greatest
Happy
of
birthday.
All time. Our favorite, well, everyone but Yusef, because we know Yusef is kind of a Rakitic Suarez guy and never really given
More
Messi
hate.
The credit he deserves.
Nice.
But it's the big 3-4. Love seeing all the stuff on Twitter, Instagram of Messi with the Argentina team. Love seeing him room with his soon-to-be FC Barcelona teammate, Sergio Aguero. Also had the news that Depay is officially a Barca player, which is great because all of us who've seen the Euros have seen that Depay is looking pretty clinical, although he skies some shots, Yusef. And I remember the first like 10 minutes of that Sevilla Copa del Rey game, you were really on Dembele for skying shots and a little bit worried about Depay, but overall his pace and, you know, his ability to score. I mean, even though he's skying some shots, he's still putting in some good numbers so far. So I'm really excited, as well as because of the fact that Frankie de Jong looks like the best player of the Euro so far, in my humble, non-biased opinion. But, oh boy, Yusef, here's what's so tragic. And, you know, the Barca Breakdown fans didn't get to see our video that we never put out about the Euros so far, in which I was just hyping up my favorite player in the Euros, Ousmane Dembele, Yusef. Again,
you know,
man,
Adam,
again, Ousmane is
too many
hurt.
Times.
It is quite ridiculous, right? He got subbed on in the 57th minute against Hungary in that 1-1 draw for France and got injured. And it looks like he's going in for surgery on his knee. His surgery is going to be in like Finland on June 28th, and he will miss the beginning of the season and will be out for 4 months. Yusef, how could this happen again? I mean, after Dembele had, you know, a pretty good season last year, especially in terms of health,
yeah.
Right? He had a little bit of an issue, I believe, during like March and beginning of April. But, you know, he came back, scored against Valladolid, and overall looked great. He had that huge goal against Sevilla. I think he scored against Sevilla twice last season. He was looking really good, and I was really hoping to see him up there playing with Aguero, playing with Depay, playing with Fati. Those were all things that really excited me, and I'm pretty bummed.
I mean, his whole career at Barcelona has been injury-ridden. Unfortunately, his hamstrings were giving out.
How can we get screwed so many times, man? I mean, it just feels like, you know, with Dembouz, with Coutinho. Think about this. I was talking to someone this weekend, right? And I was like, yeah, Coutinho came to Barca under Valverde, was trash. We ship him off. He wins a treble with Bayern, comes back, and gets hurt again, right? Like, it's just our luck is so incredibly bad, and I think some people might chalk it up to were Coutinho and Dembele good fits. I don't know, but even if they were, you don't expect them to get injured. Sure, if they're playing bad and they're just not good signings, I can deal with it, but just having them injured all the time, and especially with Dembele, who I always feel is so close to breaking out and like cementing his spot that he had before he came to Barca as one of the best young players in the world. Oh, man.
Yes, I agree with you. We're having some terrible luck with Coutinho, with Dembele, before with Fati. He had multiple surgeries. Yes, it is very unfortunate, but now that kind of goes to say, like, is there something we can do about all these injuries? I mean, we've talked about in the past so much play time with the same players all the time. That may not be Dembele's case because we didn't see – sometimes we asked for more play time from him. But there's got to be something else that's going on, right? You can't just have all these players getting injured left and right overexertion.
You know, honestly, Yusef, it kind of makes me think about the NBA. I don't know how many of you guys watch the NBA playoffs, but, you know, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, all the like a bunch of the big players in the NBA this season were really injured because they didn't have as long as an offseason as they normally did between the pandemic season and this new season. And I feel the same way about, you know, all the European soccer players, right? It's like they play a full season. If they get deep in the Champions League, they're playing a lot of games, and then they go to international break. They had the Copa America, the Euros. They had the World Cup not too long ago. They have the World Cup coming up again next summer. It's just like playing and playing and playing. It's just it's not great for muscular, you know, recovery. And especially in soccer, in a game where, you know, if you're a star player, you're usually playing 90 minutes a game for most of the games in the season. You're just not getting a lot of rest. And so I really just think international break is putting us behind. But that's not even the worst part, Yusef. let's cut through the BS, okay? I don't want to hear your narrative about how do we prevent it in this moment, because there's a bigger cloud over this team right now that is not good. And we've been talking about it for the last few months, but we have this huge storm brewing, right? Which is that Dembele's contract ends next summer, 2022. And if we don't sign him this summer and we don't trade him this summer, he will walk away for free after we paid, what, 135 million euros, something like that, in the summer of 2017. We absolutely, especially for Dembele, who you guys know I'm a Dembele stan, for as much as I love him, he hasn't given us that much. We can't have him leave for free next season. It just doesn't make sense. So what do we do? Right, this is time for Big Daddy Laporta. I know we got a big lot of Laporta fans out there, even though I've been a little bit critical over here. But I mean, what do we do? Like, do we sign him to a 1-year deal? There's no way Dembele accepts a 1-year deal.
No.
Do we sign him long term? Do we trade him? Who's going to trade for Dembele? He's been so hurt, Yuse.
No. We can't just start giving up on these players. One.
Wow.
I know we have financial trouble. That sucks. Messi's contract is still up in the air, has not been signed.
It's
right?
almost there, dude. It's coming.
It's almost it's coming there, the but it's not been days. Signed. There's nothing been agreed on that. Number two is that we still have Coutinho who we can get rid of. We still have Umtiti who we can get rid of. Well, we can't really unless he agrees to some trade. But what I'm saying is Laporta has done things to
lower
try to minimize
wages.
Our financial burdens that we currently have, including debt and our contracts that are coming up. Yes, he's tried to shorten contracts, especially with players like Sergio Roberto, older players like Pique, whatever. But there's things you have to do to make sure that our team stays fit, healthy, and you know, the players that we need to that are Barcelona Barcelona homers, like Dembouz, to stay with us. He wants to be there, and he's not worried about the contract because he knows he has leverage. What?
How long? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but like, one, you know, if you don't trade him or sign him, there's a huge risk, right? Because what are we going
to
do? Play him
next season without
a contract signed? Because if we play him, he might get hurt again, right? The other thing, dude, is you have to cut your losses sometimes. I mean, you know me, Yuse. I'm sitting here yelling about Dembouz all the time, Dembele, Dembouz this, Dembouz that. But at what point do we have to just be like, hey, it's not going to work out? Like, he keeps getting hurt. I mean, we were almost like that a year ago. And then he had a somewhat healthy season. And then now it's just another big injury with another big surgery. Just like, is it really wise? It's, you know, like the stock market. You can't keep throwing good money after the bad money, right? Like, we might have like a sunk cost here where I think you're falling into this little fallacy of like, well, we already paid for him on this transfer, we might as well keep him signed.
No.
It's like, well, if he's just going to have these problems recurring, we got to cut him loose, right?
But I think of it like this. Griezmann is a little bit older, one, and I think that I don't know.
So you
want to
cut Griezmann?
No. I'm just saying I don't know how long he's going to be there. The other thing is that what's it called? We just got a budget approved we got our budget approved with Laporta and the board, and everybody approved it. We are getting extra funds. There's also talk about some other money funding that could come in. We need to preserve the things we need, like certain players. Messi, of course, needs. We have to have a contract with Messi, no doubt about
that.
Do
we need Dembele, though, Yuse? Messi, Dembele,
I think yes.
Aguero, Depay,
yes.
Fati.
Aguero is only on a contract for a very short term for only a couple million dollars. I don't think he's going to be there for that long. You're telling me you'd rather trade. I mean, we already signed Aguero's contract, but you're saying that we shouldn't be taking it. I mean, yeah, I get it.
Think you're underestimating how much Dembele is going to ask for. Right? Like, this is his, what, age 25 contract? Like, this is supposed to be one of the biggest he signs. And if he tries to sign a 4-year deal, like, you know, with his injury worries, I mean, I think he just really has our, you know, balls in a bind here, as they say. Like,
but
that's
he
why
has to think about the team if he's really a Barca homer. If he really wants Barca to do the best and he wants to play for Barcelona, he has to do those things. Okay, you're bringing up a great point. Will he do that, though? Will he be asking for too much? He is a young stud, and I know he's looking to take advantage of the situation slightly. But I mean, hey, I don't know, dude. I agree with you in a sense. I said this about Neymar, about the injuries and how so he was getting too many injuries. But I mean, lately Neymar has seemed to pull through mostly and not have those issues so much. Maybe it's a matter of time. Maybe it is Barcelona's luck. I don't really know. But you're saying, let me just make this clear for the Barca breakdown fan hood.
Sure, hold me to this one.
you want to sell Dembele? Or what do you, I think what we is have your to, say?
I mean, no. Okay, I think we're screwed is really
okay.
it. Like,
okay.
No team is going to transfer for someone who just had a surgery and is injury prone. Dembele is not going to sign a one-year deal, which would be the safest thing for us to do to make sure that he like recovers and is able to play for a full season again.
True.
And then, you know, if we can't sign him, we can't trade him, we're just going to have to go through the season without having a contract with him, and then he's going to leave for free next year. I really think that's what we're going to see. I mean, right? I think the only four options are sign long-term, trade, sign for 1 year, or we have to just roll the dice and hope he re-signs next season, and that's a really risky move. Well, I guess
that.
With that, guys, let us know your thoughts in the comments. I think if you agree with Yus and Big Naive, or you agree with me that we're screwed, please let us know. The Barca Breakdown is back. Sorry for that little week hiatus we have, but we got some more content coming this weekend about the Euros, about the Champions League away goal. As always, please like, comment, and subscribe to this video and our channel.
Yes,
we really
sir.
Appreciate the support. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.